Praise God. Let's go into the word this morning. Let us agree in prayer. Thank you, Father, for your spirit that you've so richly given unto us upon your resurrection. Our hearts are full with thanksgiving. We say thank you, Lord Jesus. We ask that there's clarity this morning as the truth of God's word is taught. Truth of God's word is taught with clarity, with precision. There is no confusion. Our hearts are receptive to receive the word. There is no contradiction in this atmosphere. At the end of today's meeting, as saints, we are edified and Christ alone is. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Talk with me to 2 Timothy chapter what? Beautiful. 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Verse 15. 2 Timothy 3 verse 15. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto what? Through faith, which is what? Let's read verse 16 together. 1, 2, 3, go. Verse 17, that the man of God, 1, 2, 3, go. So, let me ask a quick question, right? As at the time when Paul wrote this letter to Timothy, was the book of Timothy in existence? So it means that when it says, and from a child that was known the what? Holy scriptures. What holy scriptures mean? Genesis to what? Malachi. Right? So Timothy was not part of the scriptures as at when Paul wrote this letter to Timothy. Now what did he say about verse 50? What did he say about those scriptures? So it means that when you go back to Genesis to Malachi, you should see God's salvation plan. Are we together?
Yes.
Are we together? Let me say that again. If you go back to Genesis to Malachi, you will see God's salvation, what? Plan. Praise God. Let me say that again. When you go back to Genesis to Malachi, you will see God's what? Salvation plan. So is God a savior? Is God a savior? Can you say you are a savior if you kill? What does a savior do? A savior saves. So if Jesus is the Savior, Bible says in John chapter 14, Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficed us. Yeah, does that mean that show us the Father and we'll be okay with that? Yeah, look at the next verse. What did he say? Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known who?
Me.
Right? Who did Philip say Jesus should show them?
The Father.
What did Jesus say? Have you not known me? What is Jesus saying? He now says, he that has what? Let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go. So how do you know the Father? You look at Jesus. Are we together? Bible says in Isaiah chapter 9, unto us a what? Child is what? Born. And unto us a child is born, unto a son is what? Given. Right? And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called what? Wonderful Counselor. Prince of Peace. Right? The what? Mighty. The mighty God. Did you get that? So the Son is the mighty God. What did he now say again? The everlasting Father. So it means the Son is the mighty God who is the everlasting Father. Are we here? So Jesus did not come to show the soft part of God. Are we together? Did you hear that? Jesus did not come to show, you know, God was just angry with the universe and say, my son, go and show them that there's still goodness in me. No. Jesus came to reveal the Father. So Philip says, show us the Father. Jesus says, have you not seen me? So in seeing Jesus, you see the Father. Are we together? So is God the Father? Is God the Father? So if the Bible says that God the Father killed people in the Old Testament books, does Jesus approve of that? Is Jesus God? Is Jesus God? Is Jesus Junior God? Beautiful. So it means that when you see Jesus, you've seen God. So Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ, the what? The same yesterday, today, and forever. Is Jesus Christ the same yesterday? Is Jesus Christ God? So if you say Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, is God the same yesterday, today, and forever? So if Jesus did not kill today, it means he did not kill before. And it means he will not kill tomorrow. Because both yesterday, today, and forever, he is a savior. Are we together? So if God in Jesus did not kill anybody when he was on earth, it means that God did not use to kill then changed. Are we together? Don't lose me. Are we here?
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you. Did the Bible say God killed?
Yes,
sir. Is it a thing in the Bible where it says God killed? You know, some of us are very interesting that when we read Bible, we always have selective amnesia. We just pick the one that suits us. Oh, you are a good, good father. The next day, every Tambayat and Tobayat, Sambalat and Tobayat, what are you living for? Some assault and catch fire and die. Hallelujah. Praise God. We like the good part of God for us, but that fire part for others. God is my father. If you try me, he will try you. I mean, he will show you. It doesn't make any sense because you are a child of God. She is a child of God. You try me. What is God's business? You try me. Abe, I try you. What is God's business? Who should try? Yeah, hallelujah. So you will see in scriptures that God used to kill. But it takes a very interesting theology to arrive at that conclusion. Because look at it this way. For God to kill, it means that what man did to him took him unawares. Are we together? Are we together? But yet, you say God is the Alpha and what? So it means that no matter what mankind will do ahead, God knows before time. Are we together? If I come, for instance, and slap Bran also, can he retaliate? Why did he suppose to retaliate? Because what I did shocked him. He didn't see it coming. But if he knew I would slap him, you know, he can coordinate his mindset to know what to do when I slap him, so he will not react. God is not a reactional being. Did you hear that? God doesn't react. God actually acts ahead. Did you see that? So if you want to get clarity about the person of God, look at Jesus. Like we saw last week Wednesday, we saw in Exodus where the Bible says that the Lord will destroy the people who don't have the blood on their lintel. Did we end up seeing who destroyed? In the same Exodus, right? Was it God? So was it God that destroyed the people in Egypt? Why are you losing on me?
No, sir.
Have we taught that?
Yes, sir.
Beautiful. So it means that to get clarity on the Old Testament books, we look at Jesus, the explanation of God, and go back and revisit those books. Are we together?
Yes,
are we here?
Yes, sir.
To get the explanation of who God is, you see, God's character is a very vital part of our Christian faith. Because a man cannot live above his understanding of his God. That's important to take note of. A man cannot live above his understanding of his God. A man cannot live above his understanding of his God. So your understanding of God puts a cap on the life you will live. A man cannot live above his understanding of God. So if you believe that God used to kill and doesn't kill again, you cannot sing songs like "Unchangeable, You Are the God." There's a song about change we used to sing. Remind me now, there's a song about change we used to sing for God. Exactly, Ancient of Days, as old as you are, you will never change. But if you are saying he was killing and Jesus does not kill, that means God has changed. That means Jesus has appeased God. We did a Bible seminar on that, right?
Yes, sir.
Was Jesus' sacrifice to God? Beautiful, right? Jesus' blood. What is his blood? His spirit, which is his life. So God did not need... So, you know how we believe that when Jesus now finished on the cross, he now carried, like his sister did in her video, he now carries many bodies, I grab his bottle. Father, see me, see my blood. What say you? You know what he's doing, some of us? King of voice. Praise God. What he's doing, some of us, is Nollywood. Yeah? So, some of us, the person we have in our mind as God is Amadioa. And we worship him. Down at your feet, oh Lord, is the most high place. But yeah, the next thing you say is that he used to kill in the Old Testament, but now he has calmed down. God is not a reactional being. What does Timothy make us see? He says what? Salvation is the theme of the Holy Scriptures. So it means that if you want to know if you've read Genesis to Malachi very well, you will see God's saving plan. Are we together?
Yes.
God is a savior. God is big on saving. Bible says that the thief comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. So it means that for every time that God has killed, you can say, oh God, you are a thief. Amen? You know, some of us don't like this message because like, our pastor, when they show me, I have to show them. I have to show them I have a God. I have a God who never fails. I have a God who never fails. You are trying me. I give you 7 days. This ground, it will open and swallow you. That's why it's difficult for people to accept the truth of God's word. How can I say God does not kill? God does not kill. God can do and make do. You know. Somebody was saying, God used to kill when he wants to protect his own. Say, ah. He has not killed your mother yet. Why do you suppose God did not kill the poisoner before the poisonee eats it? I need to do a series. I'll do a series recently. How does God deliver his own? How does God deliver people? You realize that in Jesus' time, for instance, is Jesus God? When Joseph and Mary gave birth to Jesus, was that God? What did God say to Joseph when Herod wanted to kill him? He said what? Flee. Oh! I draw this line. Herod, they burn you 3 times. Cross it. Is that what God did? Why didn't God kill Herod? When Peter was in the prison, what happened when they were praying for him in the house? Angel tapped him and said, Oga, stand up, wear your clothes, and follow me. That is Saint Peter who Jesus promised ahead of time that you will live old. Are we together? So how does God deliver his own? How did God deliver Paul? He says, your message of me will not be accepted by the people. Carry your load and leave. Is that not deliverance? Praise God. So how does God deliver his own? How does God? So in the real sense, but God said this one key. Is it God that asked Cain to kill Abel? Did Cain kill Abel? By the Spirit of God? But we looked at it in the scriptures during the seminar. What happened? Abel made a choice. Cain made a choice. Bible says sin entered into this world because of what Adam did. Are we together? So why do men kill men? Because men have ego. Are we together? No matter how many, let the whole Nigeria come together. Let the whole Nigeria come together and say, 2023, if it's not a Christian, we are not taking. You win election either by convincing the ballot boxes or the people. The child must be convincing. When the writers are empowered, people do not suffer. Please, how many Christian power? Let's not go to that conversation. God's activity on earth is actually limited. If I say I want to slap you, God will not change my will to slap you. Are we together? Can you say stop in the name of Jesus? Can you say that? Can you say stop in the name of Jesus? Is it possible I stop? Yes. The final stopping, whose will is it? It's my own. Is my own, no? Are we together? Are we together? So it means that as good Bible students, we must go back to Genesis and see how did they write? Pastor, how can you say it's not God that killed here? Did you see where the Bible says the Lord instructed that the army should go and fight? We must see God's saving plan. Hallelujah. Praise God. Look at Luke 24. Look at Luke 24, verse 24. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the woman had said, but him they saw not. And he said unto them, oh what? Fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have what? Spoken. Let's read verse 26 together. 1, 2, 3, go. Verse 27, 1, 2, 3, go. So when Jesus rose, where did he prove his resurrection from? The scriptures. Did he say, see where the nail entered? So it means that the valuable or the valid proof of Jesus' resurrection, he taught it from scriptures. So when it says beginning at Moses, what does that mean? Beginning at the writings of who? Moses. So is that Genesis? Is that Exodus? Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy? Then what did he now say next? And all the prophet, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures things concerning what? himself. So it means that Jesus began to teach about his resurrection from where? Scriptures. So it means that when you go back to Genesis chapter 1, you must see his resurrection. Amen.
Amen.
Quickly, Genesis 1:3. Or Genesis 1:1. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Let's read Genesis 1:1 together. 1, 2, 3, go. Hold on. Before you continue, go to John chapter 5, verse 46. John 5:46. Hold your hands in Genesis 1. Go to John 5:46. John 5:46. 1, 2, 3, go. If you believe Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me. Who wrote Genesis? So it means that when you read Moses, you should believe Jesus. Because Moses wrote about who? Okay, look at verse 47. Let's read verse 47 together. 1, 2, 3, go. Did you see that? Please go back to KJV. If we do not believe what he wrote, Jesus' Bible was strictly Genesis to Malachi. So everything Moses taught, by extension the prophets, were the things that what? Jesus said. Are we together? So it means that when we look at Jesus' teaching, we go back to Moses' what? Writings. Never forget that. Everybody say, when we look at Jesus' teaching, we go back to Moses' writing. Not everybody. Say this again. When we see Jesus teaching, we are seeing Moses' writing. When we see Jesus teaching, we go back to what Moses wrote. So go back to Genesis 1 verse 1. So Moses said, in the beginning God created the what? What did Jesus say about Moses' writing? If you believe his writings, he wrote about me. Are we together? So it means Moses writing heaven and earth is not about the sky and where you are standing. Are we together? Did God create the sky and where you are standing? Yes, so. But did Moses write it? Yes, so. Was he writing about it? No. Are we together? So when he says, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God hovered or moved upon the face of the waters, we explain that the Spirit of God moving there is God's message of what? Salvation. Are we together? So look at verse 3. And God said, let there be what? Light. And there was what? Is that moon? Is that sun? Are we together? Paul now tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded their hearts, lest the light of the glorious gospel, who is the image of God. So the light of the gospel is what, so he now says in verse 6, for God who commanded light to shine out of darkness has shone in our hearts. Are we together? So when God said let there be light, it's not light of the moon Moses is talking about. Are we together? Go to verse 27. So God created man in his what? In his own image. In the image of God created he. Oh, take it back a little. In the image of God created he. Then what did he say next? So how many personalities are there? Number one? Number two? Number three? So who is the him there? It's not Adam. Are we together? Yeah, Colossians 1:14. Yeah, Colossians 1:14. In him we have redemption of sins, even the forgiveness of sins. Who is the image of the invisible God? Hebrews 1:1-3. God who has sundry times and in diverse manners spoke unto the fathers by the prophet. He hath in this last day spoken unto us, yeah, in the express image of his son, of his person, brightness of his glory. Yeah, so the image of God is who? Jesus. Yeah. Corinthians 4 says what? If the gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, lest the light of the glorious gospel, who is the image? So who is the image of God in Genesis 1:27? Who is the image of God? Christ. So who is the male and female? Mankind. So what is Moses teaching? That male and female are not the identities of people in him. That's why Paul now says what in Galatians 3? There is neither what? Male nor female. Neither what? Free nor born. There is neither what? Jew or Greek. Are we together? So the heavenly Jerusalem we have come to, we don't identify ourselves as what? Male, female, and all of that. That is why it's unfortunate to understand the mindset of us when we're growing up, to see that we relegate women to children's church. So when he says, in the image of God created him, Moses is writing about God's ideal man, the person of Christ. Are we together? Are we here? Have we gone home? Now look at Genesis chapter 2, verse 24. To verse 22. Genesis chapter 2, verse 22. Are we there? Look at 21. Genesis chapter 2, verse 21. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon who? Adam, right? And he what? He slept. Are we there? And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. Let's read verse 22 together. 1, 2, 3, go. Verse 23 together, everybody. 1, 2, 3, go. So, woman is because she was taken out of who? Man. Look at Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 30. Now remember, what was Paul's Bible in his day? Did Paul have Ephesians? So he had Genesis to Malachi. So when Paul says, we are members of his body, we are members of his flesh, and we are members of his bones, where is he teaching from? Genesis chapter what? 2. Are we together? Now, who is this his? Is he the first Adam that God created? Is it the first Adam God created? We are members of... Okay, dear saints, hold on. Who is Paul writing to? Believers. So when he writes, we are members of his body, who is he talking to? Are they members of Adam's body? No, now it's Christ. So when he says we are members of his body, of his flesh, of his bone, is that the same thing as what Moses said, that Adam said, this is now the bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh? Are we together? So look at verse 31. For this cause shall a man leave his father. Did we read that? Did you read that today? We're about to read that in verse 24. For this cause, but is this Genesis? For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall join unto his wife, and the two shall become what? Now let's read verse 32 together. 1, 2, 3, go. So when Paul says, we are members of his, who is the his? Who is the we? Did you get that? Yeah? So when you see Adam fell into a deep sleep and Eve came out as the rib of his ribs, the flesh of his flesh, the bone of his bones, who is the Adam that fell into a deep sleep? Christ. Are we together? Who is the Eve? The church. Because the Bible is to make you wise unto what? Not biology. If Paul has said scriptures are to make you wise unto salvation and every other thing of life, you would have said, oh, Moses was teaching how God dissected his stomach and brought out rib. But that's not what Moses is teaching about. He's teaching about what? Christ and the church. So what was Adam's deep sleep? Jesus, who is Christ, died. Are we together? And upon resurrection, what now happens? The rib of his ribs, the bone of his bones, the flesh. Are we together? Is it far-fetched to see? No, because Jesus said, if you believe Moses, you will believe what? Me. Because he what? Wrote of me. Hallelujah. So we've been examining Moses' 10 commandments. So go to Exodus 20. Exodus chapter 20, verse 1. Exodus 20. And God spake all these words, saying, verse 2, 1, 2, 3, go. So the first thing, like we said, Moses reminded the people of was the fact that God brought them out of what? Egypt, that is what? Bondage. Let me ask you a question. Did Moses write about a deliverance of God's people from Egypt? Where should your mind go to? What did Jesus say? If you believe Moses, you believe me, for he wrote of me. So when you are seeing that Moses is delivered the people from bondage or from Egypt to the promised what? Land, in quotes. What is Moses teaching? That there will be a people that will come out from bondage. It means that Moses used Egypt to represent bondage. Are we together? So, when you see that God parted the Red Sea, or by miracle, Moses parted the Red Sea, what do you see there? God splits the Red Sea to deliver his people from the bondage of Egypt into what? His promise. You get that? So, when you see, you split the sea so I can walk right through it, a better way to sing that would be what? You split the sea, now I have walked right through it, because you didn't walk through any sea. How many of you have walked through sea? How many of you have even seen sea? Eh? Right? So, the people that passed through sea, Moses wrote it to teach what Jesus will do with us through the sea. Are we together? So, Moses reminds them of that which God has done. I delivered you from Egypt and brought you into my kingdom, into my city. Are we together? Yes. Let me ask you a question. When they were in Egypt, were they in bondage? Were they in bondage? They were now, to the point that the Pharaoh wanted the Hebrew woman to kill the male children. Have we talked about Hebrew women here?
Yes,
yeah? You know, some people believe that I cannot labor in the labor room. You are seeing hospital door. You are saying, I call it favor room. You will labor. You will labor. You know, I pray for you, you will deliver like Hebrew woman. The Hebrew woman concept is a lie. Have you thought that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah? What happened? The Pharaoh asked them to deliver the woman of their children. If they see the baby that comes out as a boy, what should happen? They should kill. Rather, the midwives, right? The midwives were asked to kill the male children of the Hebrew woman. What did they not do? They did not obey. So what now happened? The children, why was he doing that? He was trying to reduce the number of male children. Are we together?
Yes.
So when they went back to the king and he says, what have you done? What did they say? They said the Hebrew women are not like commoners. They have an anointing to give birth to children easily. Was that true? No. Yeah, that was in Exodus chapter 1, 2, 3. Right? So, for every Hebrew woman that gave birth, she labored, she pushed, she shouted, she screamed. Are we together? Not like you and your wife, you'll be in the labor room, you say, Hebrew woman. Hebrew woman, don't worry. Just, don't shout. Just, yeah. Me, I've not been to theater room before. But when I think about the goodness and all he has done for me, my very soul. Shout out. Hallelujah. I heard about one of our people who praise Jesus. So, I am the Lord thy God. Which, see, you know, you can never be overly prepared for childbirth. You know, I'm not a woman. No? Before you say pastor is associating, I go and change my bio now to him and her. I am the Lord thy God, which has brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Look at verse 3. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. This is what you call 10 commandments, right? We looked at 10 commandments to be what? 10 dabars. The word their commandment is the word dabar. What is dabar? Words. Are we together? So he says, I delivered you. You know, one thing you will notice is that Moses did not number them. Remember that? Did Moses say, number one, thou shalt have no other God before me? Did he say that? No. If I stay together, everybody, 1, 2, 3, go. So, is that in relation of, or relation to the conduct or the response of the people who God has delivered to him? So, God delivered you. So, please come, Sister Rose. Please come. Please come. Right? So, God delivered you. Right? Please come. This is Egypt. No, say, you're in Egypt. This is Egypt. God now delivers you into his land. Please move here. Or so-called land. Yeah, all of you, move here. You have been delivered. Are we together? Right? So, what now happens? He now says to you, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Are we together? Let's assume I'm God. Assume. That's because this is what people say about being God nowadays. As he is, so I am. I can live for how long I want to live. Oh, I don't get hungry, for he always feel me. Just come to my house for 3 days. You will look for glucose tire. You are weak. Because as he is, so I am. The person that taught you, when you now ask them, what is the person that taught you? He is dead. You know what they now say? Guess. No, that one is even too deep. He know, eh? The Lord not took him. No, they are saying that God cannot take you. They are saying the Lord took you. Eh? You know what they now say? It's because they stopped believing. See the joke? You see the joke? Eh? I'm not of this world. I'm not. Did we say you are of this world? No. But be careful of what you mean by that. If you still eat, you still sleep and wake up, you are of this world. Are we together? Yeah. So now God has delivered them. He now says, to you, thou shalt have no other gods before me. So it means that having no other god before me will be their conduct towards what? Me. Did you get that? Yes. Number two, let's read number two together. Look at verse 4. 1, 2, 3, go. Is that an instruction to them?
Yes.
Is it in regards to me?
Yes.
Go to verse 5. 1, 2, 3, go. Is it to them? Is it to them? Is it in reference to me?
Yes.
Look at next verse. Look at verse 7. Thou shalt not what? Is it in reference to me?
Yes.
Next verse. Is that 4 now? Is that 4 now?
Yes.
What does one, right? Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Is it in reference to me?
Yes.
Now go to verse 12. Let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go. Now, is it me saying it to them? Is it in reference to me? No. It's in reference to the fathers and mothers amongst them. Do you get that? Look at next verse. Thou shalt not. Is God saying they can kill him? So thou shalt not kill is in reference to what? Them, right? So, thou shalt not kill brother, thou shalt not kill sister. Look at the next verse, verse 14. Thou shalt not commit what?
Thou
shalt not commit adultery, brother. Thou shalt not commit adultery, brother. Right? Look at the next verse, verse 15. Thou shalt not what? So, brother, don't steal her wristwatch. Sister, don't steal her car, his car. You have your own. Verse 16. What does false witness mean? Lie, right? That's a polished way of saying lie. I was there. Eh, Sister Rose? Eh? If you see how she slapped that Okada man. Are we together? Look at verse 17. 1, 2, 3, go. The summary of that verse is that thou shalt not be covetous. Please go back to your seats. Now look at what Jesus says. Go to Matthew's Gospel. Look at Matthew's Gospel, chapter 22, verse 36. Matthew 22, verse 36. Now, let me ask you a question. This verse says what? Master, which is the great commandment in the law? The people that were asking Jesus, did they have a Bible? The people that were asking Jesus, did they have their Bible? What was their Bible? So when they're asking Jesus, the master, what is the greatest law? Where are they asking from? They are saying, oh God, Jesus, that Moses wrote. Which one is the greatest? Is that true? Did I explain that well? Look at verse 37. Let everybody read verse 37 together. Matthew 22, verse 37. 1, 2, 3, go. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and all thy what? Mind. Let me ask you a question. If you hearken to this instruction, for instance, will you, by extension, be fulfilling the first 5 in Moses' law?
Yes.
Are we together? What's the first one? Thou shalt not have another God. Thou shalt not call the name of the Lord in vain. Another one. Thou shalt not make any graven image. Another one. Sabbath day keep the holy. So if you love thy Lord thy God, will you remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy? If you love thy Lord thy God, will you have any other graven image? If you love the Lord thy God, will you, what again? Bow down to other gods? No. Will you take the name of the Lord in vain if you love the Lord? Will you worship any other God if you love the Lord thy God? So what does Jesus do? Jesus summarizes in reference to loving thy God. Did you get that? Now look at the next verse, verse 38. This is the what? This is the first and what? Let me ask you a question. What did they ask him in verse 36? Master, which is the great commandment? What did Jesus say? This is the first. Did they ask Jesus for the two great commandments? Are we together? Did they ask Jesus for the two great commandments? Did they say, Master, what are the two? You know all of them. What are the two greatest commandments? Did they ask him that? He said, which is the great? What did Jesus say? Jesus said, firstly. Now, we looked at that word first. And we said the word first is the word that speaks about that which lays a foundation for others to follow. Or that which builds a foundation that others follow or other things follow subsequently. Are we together? Second, the word there, second, is the word that means subsequently. Are we together? So he's saying, the primary and fundamental one is love thy Lord thy God. The second one, which is subsequently after that, what happens is unto like the first. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Look at verse 40. On these two commandments hang all the what? Let me ask you a question. If you love your neighbor as yourself, will you commit adultery? If you love your neighbor, will you commit adultery? Are we here? If you love your neighbor, will you covet his property? If you love your neighbor, will you steal his property? If you love your neighbor, what again? Will you bear false witness against him? From the beginning, we've already said that Moses did not number them for us. Are we together? He didn't number them for us. So if you were to number them for us, it's supposed to be our absolute 10 commandments. So it means that when it gets to the part when he says that shall not cover their neighbor's house, that should be one. Or you say 10A. When he says thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, that's 10 what? B. When he says, or his manservant or maidservant, put them together, C. Or his ox or ass, animal, put them together. Are we together? So we must not fall for the trap of reading it as 10. Because at the end of the day, when you start counting the reasons, because he didn't number it, how do you know what he had in his mind? That the Spirit. Are you getting what I'm saying? I was getting what I'm saying. So it means that, but the summary of everything is that either you call them 11, 12, or 20, what did Jesus summarize? Love thy Lord thy God with all thy heart, and love thy what? Neighbor. Are we here? Now, remember we said something last week. Yeah? Who initiates the love work? Let me ask this way. Who is the chief love worker? So God initiates his love in that he delivers from bondage. Is that true? Then in delivering from bondage, what happens? You have reverence or worship him. Why do you suppose God says, Bible says in Matthew or Luke, Matthew 5, he is good to the unthankful. He is kind to both thankful and unthankful. So it means that you, that you are thankful, doesn't exempt you to be receive something special from his kindness. Yes, sir. Go to Matthew 5, 44. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that what? Bless them that what? Curse you. Why do you suppose the instruction says love your enemies? Is that love thy neighbor? So who is the chief initiator of the love work? God. What does he do? He brings us out of bondage into his kingdom. By extension, what now happens? We, in response to that, we worship him. And we see a template in our lifestyle amongst man. You get that? How many commandments did Jesus say summarizedly? Two. First and second. Remember, we explained first and second. What's the first one? Love thy Lord thy God. What's the second one? Thy neighbor. So it means that in loving thy Lord thy God, we will see it reflect in your conduct towards your neighbor. Are we together? So if Jesus says, love your enemy, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, pray for them which what? Despitefully what? Now look at the next verse. And persecute you. Look at verse 45. That you may. Is he praying for them that despitefully use you that makes you children of a father? Are we here? Let me ask you a question. If a Muslim out there, someone does evil to him and he prays for the person, does that make him the child of God? So it means that we need to look at what it means by the children of a father. Are we together? So what would the children of a father mean? It means walking in a step and associating or identifying yourself with that which he initiates. What did he initiate? The love walk. So when he says that you will be like your father, which for he maketh, let's read for he maketh, 1, 2, 3, go. Verse 46. For if you love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans do the same? So, does God send rain on the just and the unjust? Does he send sun to the evil and good? So it means that you being good doesn't exclude you for something better from God. If you decide for the rest of your life you will be good, for the rest of your life you will be evil. You being good doesn't make God act towards you because you are good. Are we together? Let me use it to explain. You understand it just now. Don't worry. Look at it. You are unjust, you are just. Or you are just, you are unjust. You are good, you are evil. When God sends rain, right? Where will the rain touch? Both your farmland and our farmland. If your farmland is beside his farmland, will he say because you are evil, your rain will not touch your farmland? So it means that God is good no matter how good you are, no matter how evil man can be. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we, so it means that if we wake up today and pray for the next 300 days for God to destroy Boko Haram camp, what will happen? Nothing. Does God answer prayer? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How do you suppose that prayer will be answered? When men with more boldness take up the responsibility to present the gospel to them. Are we together? You know, some of us thought that, or we think that when you just say, every man die by fire, God answers prayer. Before you know it, as you are just going back home, they call you from the village. Ah, Uncle Pe had an accident. Ah! My dear, God answers prayer. God answers prayer. Are we together? Now, let me ask you a question. Is it possible that you pray for someone to die, and in the next 3 minutes, the person dies?
Yes.
Is it God that killed the person?
No.
No. You see, God's sovereignty is to the degree of man's free will. And man's free will is subject to God's sovereignty. What I said is a lot, but we'll break it down in days to come. Are we together? No matter how you say, God, right, I want to go to the top of this building and jump down. I don't want my leg to break. Will you go there? Will you go to the top of the building?
Yes.
Remember, it is for you. When you are falling, is it still for you?
Yes.
When you get to the floor, what happened?
It's still for you.
That's what that passes in my weeping. No, have you not asked yourself a question? How come people that pass exam, they read before they pass? Why those that pray and don't read don't pass? Which one is more important? Eh? You read, though. Eh? If you don't read, you will fail, but it's for you. When the results come out, you will see that you will cry, but it's for you. Are we together?
Yes,
Allah's Paracletos is always there. He is the chief comforter. So do you understand how there are lots of things down earth that God has no hand in it? What I want to say, people want to stone me. Do you know why? Because it looks like I'm abusing God. I'm relegating God. Do you understand? You didn't go to primary 6. You stopped in primary 4. They're looking for MD in NNPC and you're praying to go and apply with your CV. You are speaking words. Oh, pref, oh, shkata, in the babadabado. When you go there and you submit, what will happen? They will turn you back, boys, for you. Did you get that? Did you get that? If you were the one that was the MD of NNPC and somebody with primary 4, he did not even finish, he brought his CV and he arranged it. Primary 4 need test boy. Primary 4 class captain. Then Primary 4 overall timekeeper. And he now use different font and different color. If you are the MD, what will you say to him? You see, so you know, this kind of things, if you think about these things, it will help you pray and know how to pray. Altogether, if that man's pastor lays hand on him and say, go and prosper, think of how together you knowing that he prayed and receiving his primary four max tops. And how you reject him. If I will even get through the gate, you go back. So you finish your primary four, your English is not too fluent. And you know there's nothing wrong in that. You're in Christ, he's for you. Yeah? Being in Christ doesn't make your English better. Are we together? But the truth remains that when you look at the sovereignty of God, God is good and always good. No matter the side you turn to God, he's good. If you end up killing all the enemies in your father's house, all the enemies in your life, who are the people that we are to save? Who are we going to preach to? See, you know, if God used to kill people that are not, that are his enemies, you know you will not be here today. Because think about yourself 10 years ago now. Oh, you were born again. Sorry. TV. Some of you get where you get from. Some of you, they gave birth to you and you, as soon as they born, you were born again. Oh, you are getting graduate. Okay. You get where you get home. Are we together? So God is good to both the thankful and the what? Unthankful. So go to Hebrews 2 verse 11. Hebrews 2:11. For both he that sanctifieth and they who are what? Sanctified are all of what? Let's read the next line together. 1, 2, 3, go. So for both he that sanctified, who is that sanctified? Who is that sanctified? Who is he that is sanctified? We are all what? Of one, right? Then you now say, this cause he is not ashamed to call what? So what does Jesus call us? Remember, we've taught that the highest position or office in the Christian faith is brother. Are we together? It's when you don't understand that you fight for reverence. Brandon Sofo Tube, come to the front. That cannot be me. Address me well. Ladies and gentlemen, with a sound innovation, with Jesus joy in your heart. With Jesus joy in your heart. Let's welcome Apostle, Doctor, Reverend Nonso Ofo Tube. It's not carries Bible now. Brother does not demote, it's elevating. Do you understand? He doesn't demote. Because what Jesus say, yes, brother. No, I mean, I didn't know some of you here when you chat with me, you chat with me as brother. Say it loud, let me hear you. Is there any of you I ever called and say, you don't know the anointing I possess? If I be a man of God. You know, have I ever done that? I wouldn't do that. You don't know how to recognize the oil over your head. How can the name Bra Peter is calling you, bro, is what you are still calling me? Yeah, Bible teaches that you recognize them who are ruled. Large extent is just the slant of our hearts in how we receive. Some people just believe that if I don't call him pastor, I can't receive from him. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? This is not in any way trying to demote the fact that you call your pastors, you know, reverence your pastor. Bible says give them double honor. Together. But the truth is that if you say, brother, I should not feel demoted. I should be excited that you associate me with the resurrection. What does Jesus call you? So if Jesus calls you brother, can you call him brother? Is he only brother to you? He is brother to you. You are brother to him. So for this cause, he is not ashamed to what? Call them what? Brethren. Look at Hebrews 13:1. He now says what? Let what? You see, that's why when we read scriptures, we read the Bible holistically. He mentioned brother in chapter 2. If you don't get chapter 13, you will not see the point of mentioning brother. Are we together? So it says, let brotherly love continue. What does that mean? Allow it to continue through you. Why? Because the first brother came to be your brother for you to be a brother to another brother. Did you get that? I'll say that again. The first brother, who is the sanctifier, yeah, came to be your brother, who is the sanctified, so that you can be a brother to another brother. Are we together? You know, and you know the use of the word brother is not gender specific. Are we together? The use of the word man is not gender specific. I'm a man of Christ. I'm a man of joy. I've put on joy. Abba's in me. I'm a man of the Spirit. Don't try and be interesting and say, I'm a woman of joy. I've put on joy. Abba's in me. I'm a woman of the Spirit. Why? If you find a song, right, and you sing the song, and the lyrics that the lyrics, the woman part enters the lyrics very well. All of us too can sing woman. Oh, you didn't get that? Okay. So let me say it better. You can as well say, let sisterly love continue. Remember, the word brother is translated as brother, but it's not masculine. You didn't get that? The word brother is the Greek word adelphos. Adelphos means those people from the same womb. Are we together? So male or female can come from the womb. What English calls brother is not the word brother in the Greek. It's just the same womb. Are we here? So let brotherly love what? Continue. Look at verse 2. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, nearby some have entertained angels on our ways. Look at verse 2, verse 3. Remember them that are in bonds as bond with them. Look at verse 4. Marriage is honorable in all. Have we explained this? Yes, is this marriage between me and my wife? Is this marriage between me and my wife? It has to be between what? Christ and the church. Yeah? So when it says marriage is honorable in all and the bed undefiled, but one longer than an adulterer. Who's an adulterer? An adulterer is someone who steps out of the marriage to derive comfort or to derive enjoyment. Are we together? So it means that married should find their comfort from the marriage bed of Christ. Hallelujah. See, I'm in a marriage union with Christ. Say, we have a marriage bed. Don't think of mocha. Yeah? Look at verse 5. It's just figure of speech. Let your conversation be without what? But be content with what? For he has said what? So what should your contentment be stand or derived from? God said, I will never leave you nor forsake me. Seek you. That's enough for the believer. Did you get that? That's enough for the believer. So it means that the God that said he will never leave nor forsake me is the same God in you that will never leave or forsake you or forsake you so that we will never leave ourselves nor forsake ourselves. Are we here? Please listen again, right? So the God that is in me that will never leave me nor forsake you is the same God in you that will never leave you nor forsake you so that we will never leave ourselves nor forsake ourselves. Are we together? So that should be where content. So we take that mindset into our relationships. Look at Matthew 26 quickly. Matthew 26 verse 46. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that doth betray me. Is this Judas and Jesus? Is this Judas and Jesus? Who betrayed Jesus? Who betrayed Jesus? You know, I was saying, you know, some of you cannot name your child Judas. How many of you want to name your child Judas? You see, I say, no. How many of you want to name your child Judas? But you know that Judas is not a bad name. What's the name of Judas? Eh? What is the meaning of Judas? Let me take his step. What is the meaning of Judah? Judah is praise. Judas is praise. Judas is the shade of praise. Are we together? Oh, you didn't know? Judas does not mean betrayal. Judas lived all his life before he betrayed. Guess what? Judas lived all his life on the minimum 90 years. And they were calling him Judas. Nobody saw him as an enemy. But his action, the action he did was now started what started making people call him what? Judas means betrayer. Judas means betrayer. Judas means betrayer. When somebody called, imagine you go to your new workplace, your new office, and you're just sitting there to settle down, arrange your laptop. You're still just saying, Judas, what will you do? Who is that person? When you're now going home, they say Judas wants to follow you home. He wants to join in your car. What do you say? You say, I'm not going yet. I have some document I have to submit ahead of tomorrow. God save you. Judas doesn't want to wait for you. Hallelujah. So Judas is not a negative name. He's just used as something negative now because of his singular action. But see what Jesus called Judas. He says, look at verse 47. And while he yet spoke, lo, Judas, one of the 12, came, and with him a great multitude with what? Is that sword of the spirit?
No.
They came with physical sword though. Are we together? Yeah? And stars from the chief priests and the elders of the people. Verse 48. It says, now he that betrayed him. Who is that? Now him that betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, whomsoever I shall kiss, that shall he, that same is he, hold him fast. What does that mean? He's going to give them a sign. And those with staffs and knives and swords will what? Lay hold on him. Because of, or through the sign. Look at verse 49. And forthwith he came to Jesus and said, hail, master. And what did he do? He kissed him. Look at verse 50. And Jesus said unto him, what? What did Jesus call him? Now, did Jesus automatically change his name to betrayer there? What do you suppose the meaning of Judas to Jesus at that time would still mean? Praise. Did you get that? What did he call Judas? Did Judas betray? What did he call Judas? Friend, wherefore art thou come? Let me ask you a question. Did Jesus know that Judas would betray?
Yes.
Did he know ahead of time?
Yes.
What did he do ahead of time? He prayed and said they should pray. He said, pray lest you enter into what?
Yes.
Temptation. So he said, friend, wherefore art thou come? Then came they and they laid hands on Jesus and took him. Look at verse 51 carefully. And behold, one of them which were with Jesus stretched out his hand and drew his sword and struck a servant of the high priest and smote his ear. Who is this person? Who is this person? Who is this person? Let me show you one thing you did not see. When Jesus was going into the wilderness, they were going to do what? So Jesus, Peter took sword to church. Not to be caught off guard. Wait, where were they coming from? Prayer meeting. But they all were sleeping meeting. Yeah, because he got there and met them what? Sleeping. What? See, this verse, it says, one of them which were with Jesus stretched out his hand and drew, not, see, it's different if, because you are prepared, you just know how to cut this. You know, there's a way you can disarm somebody of his weapon. He didn't disarm anybody. He drew his own sword and did what? Do you suppose that and prayed well for at least 3 hours? That action might not have been his action. How are we together? So he took the knife and he struck the hair and he says, and struck a servant of the high priest and smote of the hair. What did Jesus still do? Look at verse 52. Then said Jesus unto him, put up again thy sword into his place, for all they that take the sword shall perish with the sword. That's why Jesus now says, I am not of the kingdom of this world. Listen to what Jesus says next. Look at verse 53. Thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legion of angels? Are we together? Let me ask you a question. Okay, let's not go into that topic of angels. Look at verse 54. But how then shall the scripture be fulfilled that thus it must be? Look at verse 55. He now says what? In that same hour, said Jesus to multitudes, are ye come out as against a thief with sword and staff for you to take me? He said, I sat daily with you teaching in temple, and ye laid no hands on me or no hold on me. Verse 56. But all this was done that the scriptures of the prophets might be what? Fulfilled. Then all disciples forsook him and they what? You know what they call that in the Greek? Jakba. That's the Greek way of saying run without looking back. Are we together? Yeah? They went. Master, I will follow you wherever you go. Glory, Lord. Master, no matter what happens, But what does Jesus show to us in his conduct? It shows that there is always redemption, always a coming back. Let me ask you, will people betray you? Dear saint, if they can betray Jesus, who was Judas? He was a treasurer. For them to hand over the money back to Judas, they trusted him. Are we together? Are we together? So what did Jesus call Judas? Friend, our treasurer, wherefore art thou come? Are we together? Will people backstab you? Let me say it better. Can somebody who you trust backstab you? You say no.
Yes.
Did Jesus trust Judas? Remember, Jesus knew ahead what Judas will do, but Jesus did not say, when you see him, he will come with blue. By word of knowledge, I see him in blue. Blue, blue, blue. I see 3 collar shirts. When you see him, take him before he takes me. I'm telling you, take him before he takes me. Prove your loyalty to me and your trust to me. Take him. Did he do that? Did he do that? Did he do that? Now, remember we said something. It's easy to say that was Jesus. What did Hebrews tell you? Let your conversation be without covetousness. Be content with the fact that I will never leave you, nor. So it means that if Jesus says he will never leave you, nor forsake you, it means that if he can do it, you can do it. Is that work out your what? Salvation. For it is he who worketh it in you. Are we together? Both to will and to do of his what? Good pleasure. Say, I do God's will. Say, I can forgive. Because Jesus forgave. Are we together? So, why did Jesus forgive you? So that I can forgive others. Are we together? Don't get it wrong. Is it going to be easy? No. But that it is not easy doesn't mean it is what? Impossible. God brings his love, and in his love brings you out of bondage. You become his people so that you can serve him. In serving him, what happened? You are serving what? The brethren, your neighbor. Hallelujah. Are we here this morning? Are we here this morning? So it means that when somebody offends you, now let me ask you a question. How do you know you've grown spiritually? Firstly, when you see that what that person does to you is terrible and evil, and you admit that, see, this lady, what he did to me is evil. Say, Pastor, see, Pastor, don't tell me to go and unmute her. Don't tell me to go and unblock her. Pastor, just leave me alone. I know that what I'm doing is wrong. The first action you've taken to enhance your spiritual growth is admitting that what you are doing is wrong. Do you understand? Not now going to go and use scripture that they say, mark and avoid for false preachers, for the woman. In the template of Jesus, we see that he says, love your enemies. Jesus did not love his enemies. To give us a template, would have said it was impossible. Are we together? But in looking at that which Jesus has done, you see a template for yourself. So don't let your cry when you sing just stop with, I don't know why you love me. I don't know why you love me. See, the fact that you have that question should prompt in you a reason why you forgive and love more. Do you understand? Let somebody else sing that song to you. So let somebody be able to see that in your conduct, you replicate Christ. That's a real Christian life. That's a real Christian virtue. Are we together? Why do you suppose Moses paid attention to loving thy neighbor? We see, look at Philemon chapter 1, verse 4. Let's end there. I'll close there. Philemon 1, verse 4. It says, I thank my God, making mention of thee always in my prayers. Verse 5, hearing of thy love and faith. Can we read that together? 1, 2, 3, go. Hearing, which thou hast. What do you suppose the word and there will be? Look at this. How do I know your love for God? How you love the saints. So how do you expect Paul is talking about hearing of, how did Paul know the love and faith Philemon had towards Jesus? Towards all the saints. Are we together? So we see your love to God in your conduct towards the saints. First of all, God delivers you into his kingdom. You, in response to that, worship him, and by extension, what? You love thy neighbor. Let's end in James chapter 2. James chapter 2. James chapter 2. Look at verse 1. James 2, 1, quickly. My brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of our glory, with respect to what? Persons. What is he saying? Do not segregate amongst neighbors. Hey, are we here? do not segregate amongst what? So he says, my brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect to person. Look at verse 2. It tells you what it means. Look at verse 2. For if there come unto your assembly a man with gold ring, is that a rich man? Is that a rich man? And in a goodly apparel. What is goodly apparel? He dresses gorgeously. And there come in also a poor man in a vile raiment. What did James acknowledge in that statement? He acknowledges that in the church there will be the rich and poor. No pastor, remember I said this thing, there's no pastor on earth who has the anointing to make rich. Not one. There is not one pastor on earth that has the anointing. Jesus did not have, if he has it, it's not of God. It's not Jesus that gave him. Because Jesus did not have that anointing. Paul did not have it. Peter did not have it. Luke, James, they did not have it. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
James in his letter does not say, no, we can't have the poor. No. Till Jesus Christ will come, there will always be poor. Are we together? Are we together? So he says that some in gold ring, some in poor. Look at verse 3. He now says, you have respect to him that wear the gay clothes. What is gay clothing? Is he saying dressing like the opposite sex? What is the word gay there used as? Goodly. Are we together? Goldy ring, colorful, gorgeous. Right? And say unto him, sit down here in a good place. So someone with a rich aura, you're welcome to celebrate you. Then, when somebody now comes, and he's just wearing keto.
Oh my God.
you say, oh my God. What do you do? Say, you know, because we don't want you to really spoil our Sunday pictures. Do you understand? You see that sister Esther behind her? What are you doing? You're having respect to what? People. Now, see what James now says. If we jump to verse 10, for whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of what? Oh, look at verse 11. 1, 2, 3, go. Is this teaching from Moses? Look at verse 11, verse 12. So speak ye and so do as they that just be judged by the law of what liberty, verse 13. He now says, for he shall have judgment without mercy that hath showed up no mercy, that showed no mercy, and mercy rejoiced against judgment. Verse 14. He now says, what? What does it profit, my brethren? Though a man say he had faith and have not works, can faith save him? Dare say, what has he been talking about? Conduct amongst people. How you treat the rich, how you treat the poor. So when he says, if you have faith without works, is he saying, how can you believe God, you will pass your exam and you don't read? No. He's not saying have faith in God, but when you want to submit that contract, go and submit it. No. It's not in schools. No. Faith without works is not for everything in the world, as used by James. What is faith without works? Let's see. Verse 15. Of what? Now, when he says brother or sister, is that a believer? That means a believer can be naked and destitute of food. Did you get that? Look at the next verse. And one of you say unto him, depart in peace. Be ye warmed and filled. Notwithstanding, ye give them not those things which are needful to the body. What does it profit? Are we here? Look at the next verse. Even so, faith, if it had not works. What is the works? Somebody who cannot afford, you give. That is the works. Are we here? Somebody who cannot afford it, you give. Not be filled. Are we together? Even so, faith, if it had no works, is dead, being alone. The word there, dead, is not like you use the word to die. The word there, dead, is the word to be inoperative or not to be effective. Are we here? That's important to note down. Yeah? Somebody's alarm is ringing for 12 o'clock. You're on your own. Even so, faith, if it had not works, is inoperative. Look at verse 18. He now says what? Yes, a man may say, thou hast faith and I have works. What does he now say? Show me thy faith without what? What did he say? I will show you my faith by my works. How do we show our faith in God? By our works amongst our neighbors. Did you get that? So, he now says in verse 19, thou believest there is one God, thou doest what? Even the devils also believe and they what? So he said, the devils believe. Look at verse 20. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is what? So how do I prove I have faith in the faithfulness of God? So is that the same thing from Ten Commandments in quotes?
Yes.
What happens? You receive of God's love and it reflects in your loving thy neighbor. We close here. Pray in the Holy Ghost.